I want to tell you about the progress made by two of your former players, ex-Millwall players.
Okay.
One of which I've just told you about anyway. To your amazement, when Russia had to beat Bulgaria, they already qualified for the World Cup, recently in order to get into the draw where they're going to be playing Italy on Channel 4 next Wednesday.
Yeah.
Two of the goals, one was made, one was scored in their 4-2 victory by Sir Guy Uran.
A player who, well, he didn't play for us, did he? Konkov and Uran was famously signed by our club. Many
causing grown men to wear Russian hats to football matches.
Yes, I don't know, I still wear the Russian hat.
And you're also reading a book about the last Tsarina as well, weren't you?
I've always read a book about the Romanovs. It is a continual tragedy that I celebrate daily. Anyway, so we had these two Russians in, they never kicked the ball, they royally took it out of us all the time they were there. They lodged it, they were arrested for driving cars while full of South London vodka. They didn't play for us at all. And when he left, he said, I'm glad to be rid of the worst club in the world. And now he's back on the world stage.
Yes, he is. So, let me move on to another of your ex-centre forwards. Perhaps the most laughable name ever to play in the English game. The German fella. What's his name? German centre forward.
Uwe Fuchs.
Whose name is spelled F-U-C-K-H-S.
That's right.
Uwe Fuchs.
Okay. Uwe Fuchs. We're still paying him wages, I'm sure we are.
Everyone, aren't we?
Because everyone out there knows these players who hang on for years. You find out you're still paying
them wages.
You have
a player whose name is Fuchs. Mm-hmm. We're calling him Fuchs for the want of propriety here. He now plays for Arminia Bielefeld. As does Stefan Kuntz.
Right.
K-U-N-T-Z.
Okay.
Fuchs and Kuntz are now in the same team. And that means when they score together, it's going to be
Dynamo Berlin 0, Arminia Bielefeld 2.
Fuchs, Kuntz, one after the other in the Sunday paper, sir.
Stefan
Kuntz and Uwe Fuchs are in the same team now.
Of course they are.
They have been joined together. They are a union.
Kuntz. Right, then, you're right.
Well, and he says...
Well, what did he say?
He says that
they tried to sign Sergei Bolo.
And somebody called Belly Button, I don't know. The story here is that in every other team in this German guide to the season that he's got, the squads are listed alphabetically, except Arminia Bielefeld, he says, because the F and the K, they would have been next to it. They would literally be one on top of each other.
Wow.
And even the Germans have realised, no, the English were not like this.
So let's put the two players, you know, Fuchs and Kuntz, and of course, my favourite... it's immensely are willing to sell them Paul Dickov. We're going to pull the team here, and I don't want to do this.
No.
They're sailing far too close. But as we know, in East Germany, Jamie, and I've told you, they're famous East German centre-forward, scored goal after goal after goal during the era of Gerd Müller, and Gerd Müller's biggest rival on the other side of the Berlin Wall,
he was called
Rudi Minger.
Yes.
M-I-N-G-E.
Yes.
Minger.
Yeah.
But only by a British commentator.
Yeah.
Nobody else in the world knows. But after the game, they would get the Jewish German manager and then Minch had something, and I think, well, Minch actually said, could you say Minch for? And so God knows what the touchline interview is going to be like with these two.
Who could play
Minch?
Okay,
thank you very much for bearing with us through that rather tricky link, ladies.